race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
And here's where we are in Iran.
State Department issuing a travel advisory for U.S. citizens in Iran. The message is short and to the point, quote, leave Iran now. Have a plan for departing Iran that does not rely on the U.S. government help. This follows President Trump's warning to the Islamic Republic as reports reveal hundreds of civilians have been killed during anti-government protests. The White House also revealing the private messages Iran is sending back to the United States. Watch this.
What the Iranian regime is saying publicly is quite different from the messages they are sending to the United States and the Trump administration privately. President Trump, as for him, he has always expressed that diplomacy is the first option, always has been, always will be. However, he is unafraid to use the lethal force and might of the United States military if and when he deems that necessary. And nobody knows that better than the Iranian regime.
Meanwhile, Wall Street Journal reporting, J.D. Vance wants to try diplomacy instead of hitting them again. Apparently, he opposed the strikes last time within the Trump administration. Of course, Democrats making much hay out of that. See, we have to leave the mullahs in place. Okay. I know J.D. Vance was in high school when we started negotiating with the mullahs, and all they did was use it to buy time to build the nukes to kill America. So, look, folks, that's not going to work. This idea we should have to go. Well, we're having negotiations right now. But we have reached the point where the negotiations are leave or we could kill you. You could end up unalive. Which, speaking of which, apparently is an event scheduled for later today in Iran.
There's this horrific report, albeit unconfirmed, but also it would be unsurprising, of a 26-year-old Iranian who is set to be hanged later today. It would be the first public execution of this round of protesting. I mean, the resolve of people who are willing to die for a cause that they may not see come to fruition is awe-inspiring.
Yeah, pray for those poor people. It's what the Democrats have done to those poor people. You think it's bad what they've done to us? They installed the mullahs. They funded them. They built that nuclear system brick by brick, nuclear weapon system brick by brick by brick by brick. And I'm going to prove it to you in the next segment. So Trump needs to stop listening to J.D. Vance. I'm not sure what's up with J.D. Vance. He needs to get his head examined. We need to take him out while we can. They hang this guy today. That is the perfect. They are putting one last fist in our face. That is the perfect opportunity. We got to do it anyway. We've got to kill. I prefer to kill the mullahs. I want to use the Maduro tactic, but I don't want them to end up alive at the end of it. Totally justified. They using Democrat money, the Democrats spent that, sent them the hundreds of billions of dollars between Obama and Biden. These are Iranians who are flying drones into our bases and killing our troops. I was done with them years ago. They need to die. The part where they put a fatwa on Trump three times, that's a death sentence. The Ayatollah, but never on the Democrats, sent three assassins to kill Trump or his inner circle. Again, we've got all three of them in custody. One has been convicted and serving time in federal prison. I'm done here. I'm just done. And the reason we have to do this, maybe I'll speak slowly. I normally like J.D. Vance, but I don't get where he's coming from here. I think he wants to be cautious so he could be president. We don't have time for that. Let me tell you why. Because we are rapidly heading to a time where future Republican candidates for president have to campaign for a bunker from a bunker because the Iranian assassins are hunting them on our soil. So this isn't about regime building or nation building or foreign wars. This is about survival for future Republican candidates. Let me remind you how we got here. Here's Mike, because fuck, this is why we got to kill him. This is why we got to bring it. I'm serious. We can send him to Russia. I'm afraid they'll come back under a Democrat regime. The only way I think our candidates can truly be safe on our soil is for them to die. I'm serious. And we are there. We are absolutely there. Trump needs to take this and run. We've already got the bodies in the bags. He's got the moral justification. Do it and end this. Just end this. Here's Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, former CIA director under Donald Trump, with some history.
Remember where we came in. In 2015, the Obama-Biden administration essentially handed power to the Iranian leadership and acted as a quasi-ally of theirs by underwriting the very militias that killed Americans. Those resources, the money that they had to build out those forces throughout the Shia Crescent was provided to them by the nuclear deal. We allowed Europeans to go do business there. We provided them $150 billion, pallets of cash. All of these things are the very challenge that the Trump administration has had to correct. The strategy is working. We're going to stay the course, and we will protect and defend the American people at every step.
$100 billion, pallets of cash. Barack Obama cuts a nuclear deal with them that funds their nukes and allows them to not only build nukes, but then at the end of 5 years, buy the missiles from either Russia or China with which to deliver them to our shores or to Israel's shores or both. Trump comes into office and they begin breaking the law, violating the Hatch Act. Democrats going to Iran and telling them, look, we'll help you wait out Trump and just hang on and we'll keep you in power so you can brutalize women for showing their hair.
Former members of the Obama administration have been caught holding back-channel communications with Iranian officials on how to defeat U.S. foreign policy under the Trump administration. Specifically, they've been contacting Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. One American News exposed John Kerry's illegal shadow diplomacy with Zarif last year when the two were caught holding secret meetings together in Paris and photos were taken of them. In some cases, Obama officials reportedly attended Capitol Hill meetings to learn information about new U.S. policies from congressional Democrats and then relayed that information to the Iranian government. This, of course, is in violation of the Logan Act.
Yes, that was when Trump was in office. Here's Fox News reporter on John Kerry coaching the mullahs on how to stay in power. Hang on. Hold on to the billions we sent you. We will help. Once we steal the get Biden elected.
He was having, quote unquote, illegal meetings with Iran's foreign minister. And what others have said is an attempt to undermine or subvert or coach the Iranians on how to get around or avoid the new harder, tougher policy in Iran.
Understand something, folks. Remember when Bush laid out the axis of evil? There's another partner. It's the Democrat Party in partnership with Iran. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the time talking about John Kerry's utter betrayal. Folks, the Democrat Party has merged with Iran. They try to kill our presidential candidates during the election season. We've got to end this now.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented. This is a former Secretary of State engaged with the world's largest state sponsor of terror. And according to him, right? You don't have to take my word for it. These are his answers. He was talking to them. He was telling them to wait out this administration. You can't find precedent for this in U.S. history.
No.
Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
That's the definition of treason. That's why, folks, if we want to defeat Democrat tyranny and Iranian assassination attempts, we've got to sever the relationship between the Democrats and the mullahs by making sure they never hurt anyone again. No better chance than we have right now to do this. Coming up next. Sloan, Tara, if you saw the girl lighting her cigarette with a picture of the Ayatollah, I did. Gave me chills over the weekend. She is braver than all of these ICE protesters combined. If she's caught, she'll be raped and hanged. Absolutely. The Democrats did that to her. You think what the Democrats did to us was bad? It's nothing compared to what they did to the Iranians. I played some of that in the last clip, in the last segment. The money that they sent, how they met with the Iranians when Trump was in office, telling him to hold on. We'll get you another $100 billion to stay in power. The Democrats in Iran have absolutely merged. And that is why Iran funds the street protests of Democrats in our streets.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States.
Yeah, that's Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby. Why does Iran feel they need to pay back Democrats by funding their activities. Iran and the Democrat Party have merged. This is a deadly combination, and we must end it by ending the mullahs. We have the best opportunity we have had in a long time. This is former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman explaining why.
Yeah, I think the Iranian regime is under more threat right now domestically than they ever have been before. I think that's reflected in the outreach on the part of the Ayatollah to the United States for some negotiations, potentially about the nuclear program. Iran knows that their economy is in free fall. They're suffering from a shortage of water. All of those things have fueled these protests, and it threatens Iran's regime. And so what they want is to negotiate and put an end to those sanctions. I think the Trump administration will certainly listen. It's a good opportunity for us to collect information on how bad things are inside Iran. But I think the Trump administration might do well to let these protests play out and not be in a rush to eliminate or reduce those sanctions, which are having such a serious impact on the regime's security.
Yeah, he's crushing them. This is all we ever had to do, by the way. The reason that you're seeing the biggest protests in 79 is because Trump has cut off the Democrat money, and he's also cut off Iran's ability to sell oil. He has them right where he wants them. Now, he cut off the oil last time. Not the oil, I'm sorry. He cut off, a lot of it, a lot of the trade in oil. In order to fully shut it down, he had to shut down the Venezuelan ports where they were, Russia was bringing in their ships. They were getting the Iranian oil and helping to sell it. I mean, they were do-si-do-ing it out of the port. Trump shut that down. This is why you're seeing that. These Iranian deep state murderers that the Democrats like to fund with $100 billion every time they're in office, they don't even have gasoline for their tanks to go run people over. That's why they're winning. I want to remind you of why they're in power now. Striking Iran, killing the mullahs, or effectively making sure they are so neutered they can never hurt anyone again. And I don't know what that entails. Means Democrats cannot join forces with them and allow them to hunt our candidates on our soil like they did during the last two election cycles, sending assassins to try to kill us. Here's some history so you can see how allied the Democrats are with Iran.
Number two, you dry up the cash. Iran's received over $100 billion in oil sales, waivers, and hostage money since Biden has come in.
Yeah. So Trump had frozen that with sanctions. Democrats just unfroze it, said, here, go rape and kill some women for not showing their hair. We love an authoritarian. By the way, if you could send some money for our street protest, that'd be great. Folks, this is an evil, evil alliance here. Cheryl Cassoni, back during that time period, Fox News.
President Biden approving a sanctions waiver which granted Iran access to more than $10 billion. It was signed just 6 weeks after an Iran-backed drone strike killed three American soldiers in Jordan. Of course, Iran now attacking our ally Israel for the first time in history. It's not the first time, though, according to the Fox News Brain Room, that we've seen this money become somewhat flush for Iran. They've been given access to at least $16 billion in total worth of funding since President Biden took office. That money could go towards things like missiles, nuclear weapons, funding a proxy war in the region, all while stifling the rights of women in Iran.
That kid gets hung today. It's because Democrats paid for it. This isn't oopsie doopsie, or we were trying to help humanitarian, or oopsie doopsie, we screwed up. They are allies. Our Democrat Party has become part of the axis of evil. Here's Ted Cruz from the period, Senator, explaining how this happened.
This attack is the worst attack on Israel
October
in
7th.
50 years.
Yep.
This is what happened on October 7th. In the early mornings of October 7th is the single largest mass murder of Jews in a day since the Holocaust.
They're coming for us, too.
Israel right now is quite rightly responding, and they are responding. Prime Minister Netanyahu has made clear that his objective is to utterly eradicate Hamas. These terrorists, they targeted civilians. They went from home to home to home, going after civilians, deliberately murdering the elderly, murdering women, murdering children. They would murder entire families simply because they were Jewish. They violently raped women and young girls, publicly parading them in the street. They murdered and decapitated and burned alive toddlers and infants. This is horrific, and it is evil. what Hamas terrorists have done. Now,
with Democrat
going
money.
Forward, there are several steps for U.S. policy. Number one, we need to cut off the funding that has enabled this attack to happen. And what is so infuriating is that over the last 2.5 years, Joe Biden and the Biden administration have flowed nearly $100 billion to Iran. Understand, Hamas is a proxy for Iran. Without Iran, there would be no Hamas.
That's
and the
right.
Wall Street Journal has reported that this attack was planned by Iran, was funded by Iran, was directed by Iran. And yet the Biden administration continues to allow billions and billions of dollars to flow to the Ayatollah to be used to murder Israelis and to murder
And that
Americans.
Right there, that's why they were sending assassination teams to kill Trump and his entire administration. They want the flow of cash. Without it, they are done. But it didn't stop.
They're bringing the $6 billion to light. Yes, we're talking about it. And then there's the $60 billion, as John Radcliffe told me yesterday, $60 billion in unenforced sanctions that have freed up Iran to sell oil. Mm-hmm. If I'm President Biden, I'm not only in front of a camera today, I'm announcing new sanctions on Iran. I am there talking tough and saying, you enabled this in no uncertain terms. And we haven't heard that from him yet. I know
no,
he's being...
No. That was when we were at $60 billion. They went to $100. That's why Iran was like, yes, we are more than happy to kill Trump and his entire cabinet. You put that kind of money on the table, $100 billion every time there's a Democrat president. And of course, Iran's going to send assassins to make sure the Democrat presidential candidate wins and the other guy dies. Putting this all together, John Kerry, former Secretary of State, goes, meets with Iran, openly tells them to defy Trump's sanctions. Hang on, just as long as you can, we'll give you the money you need to repress the Iranian people, stay in power, and fund your terror network. And then Iran turns around and tries to kill Trump. I'm not saying Kerry asked for that. Maybe nobody had to speak it. But don't you think it's weird that Iran is the one sending people to kill Trump after all of that? And by the way, the three men charged in connection with the Iran-linked plot to assassinate Donald Trump and others in his cabinet are Farhad Shakiri, Carlisle Rivera, Jonathan Lodeholt. Folks, I've got a very long grok search. I'll attach the end of the podcast so you can see it. But it's not just me. Even anti-Trump FBI Director Christopher Wray admitted Iranians have sent people to assassinate high-ranking American officials. He doesn't want to say Trump because he doesn't want to engender sympathy for Trump. But here he is in November 2023 under oath before Congress.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil.
We got two choices. Look, we are never going to get a better time than today to end these people. Just end them. Finish them so the Democrats can't do this again with Iran on our soil. You want to know how bad it's going to be? Never forget, less than a month after we caught a Trump assassin from Iran sent here to kill him and to recruit others to do it, Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran, greeted him like a conquering hero, and gave him better Secret Service protection than Trump had at the time. You won't live like that? No. Well, then end them. This is a existential threat that has reached our shores. And it's got to end. We're done here. It's got to end. Take the opportunity. Donald Trump's got to do it. End it. Finish it today. If you don't believe me that as bad as everything the Democrats have done to us and pales in comparison to the repression that they've done to the Iranian people by keeping the mullahs artificially in power, here's exiled Iranian crown prince Reza Pahlavi on Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business this weekend.
Mr. President, you have already established your legacy as a man committed to peace and fighting evil forces. There is a reason why people in Iran are renaming streets after your name. They know that you are totally opposite to Barack Obama or Joe Biden. They know that you're not going to throw them under the bus as they have had before. This is why they believe that this time they are empowered by the hope that you have their back, Your words of solidarity with the Iranian people and your administration has had tremendous positive effect. Let's hope that we can permanently seal this legacy by liberating Iran so that we and you can make Iran great again.
Look, folks, one last final thought on this. Wall Street Journal yesterday reporting J.D. Vance wanted to negotiate with Iran. We've been negotiating with Iran since J.D. Vance was in high school. They just used the negotiations to buy time to build the nukes they vow to destroy us and Israel with. Now they and the Democrats have become allies, as you heard Secretary of State Mike Pompeo say in the beginning of this podcast, and that's only going to have ever more deadly consequences for Republicans. And by the way, Vance, I think he's normally a good guy, but he wants to run for president. He doesn't want to rock the boat so he can be president. My argument would be, well, he's going to have to live through the primary and the general to be president. And that's in doubt, as long as Iran knows another Democrat presidency means another $100 billion. Folks, and never forget where this ended. A lot of that money ended up in the hands of the Houthis. They had brand new next generation drone technology. They were firing on ships and shipping lanes around Africa. They had to close those shipping lanes down. We had to send our Navy. Joe Biden did absolutely nothing about it. Folks, I'm telling you, the Democrat Party is a criminal cartel, and wherever they can sow hatred and chaos and destruction, they will. This is a worldwide problem. We need to end it now. And by the way, remember what happened with the Houthis? We lost two Navy SEALs at the bottom of the ocean, interdicting shipments of weapons from Iran to the Houthis, paid for with the billions of dollars Joe Biden gave them. And what retaliation was there from Joe Biden? None. We had to wait until Trump was in office for him to kill the Houthi leadership. Remember that video of them blowing up? They were in a circle in a field. That's how comfortable they felt that the U.S. would never touch them under Democrats. Folks, we've got a great opportunity right now. The crackdowns are brutal. We'll never have so much sympathy. We need to hit them now and end the mullahs.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.